It just makes sense that Roberts Plumbing is a proud sponsor of Can Do Radio, because when it comes to your plumbing, we can do. Call 770-534-2373 today. That's why I'm easy. I'm easy
like Sunday morning. Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Today I am sharing lots of advice from my bag of tips. So grab that paper and pencil, because we're rolling right through with all kinds of tips. Now, you know, many of us are continuing to travel well into our senior years. And in some cases, mobility and the need for a little extra something-something to help us travel, you know, maybe something that we need, because you don't want to be on the sidelines. You want to stay traveling as long as you can and the best that you can. But these tips, I'm hoping that they can help you stay active and keep our travel itineraries filled with exciting and fun things to do. So listen up, because you know what my first one's going to be, what I'm always saying, and that is that you should plan ahead, plan ahead, plan ahead. I'm always saying how you should plan, because planning is so vitally important to making sure that you've thought everything through and that there are no surprises on your itinerary when you get where you're going. So you want to do your homework and make sure that your trip can be filled with things that are easily and fully accessible, such as maybe your hotel accommodations if you need that, or just figuring out also too where your hotel needs to be located so that it's easy for you to navigate between where you want to go and where you will be staying. Now, there are lots of accessible tourist attractions, so generally speaking, that's not too much of a problem, especially here in the United States. It might be a little bit more of a challenge when we are traveling to other countries, because sometimes in those other countries, there can be narrow entryways or there could be stone steps and things like that that makes it a little bit more difficult. So plan ahead and really think things through. And what you really want to do is, if you're using like brochures or you're using magazines or things like that for your plans, keep in mind that what you see there is probably going to be a bit different than what you will find when you get to the destination. So those cobblestone streets that look really romantic and nostalgic and historic and that kind of thing may not be that easily accessible if you have a little bit of mobility challenge. Now, my next thing is to book your hotel far in advance, especially if you need that accessible room. Because as you probably already know, there are only a limited number of accessible rooms per hotel. And hotels will book those rooms for guests who do not require any of the accessible options. So if you're needing that room, you want to book as far in advance to let them know that you definitely need a room that has accessible options there. Now, I would also go a little bit further by saying too that you should book that room by calling the hotel and asking questions and stating exactly what your needs are. I would not recommend booking online or through a third-party online site like Expedia or Booking.com. Not that anything's wrong with those sites, but you want to be able to talk with someone, make sure that they fully understand what you need, make sure that you're understanding what they have to offer as well. So book those hotels far in advance. Now, the next thing ties in a little bit to what I said initially, and that is carefully plan your route. Think about things like hills, steps, uneven streets that can be difficult to navigate. Cobblestone streets, as I mentioned, they sound great and they're beautiful to look at, but they can be really, really extremely difficult to navigate. So what I would suggest is that you bring your best walking shoes with rubber soles. Tennis shoes, of course, always work really, really well. But you want to avoid those shoes that can become slippery when wet or that maybe have leather soles. It's best to know as much as you can about the conditions that you may be walking under so that you know exactly what to pack and what to plan for. Now, as I mentioned, in Europe, I know I've been to many beautiful historic buildings because you want to go see all of those historic places, but they will have steps that are made out of stone and the passageways can be really very narrow and very steep and slippery if it's during the rainy season. So carefully plan out that route. Ask questions. If you're using a travel professional, make sure you ask that person exactly what the conditions are for getting to the places that you want to go to. Now, my next tip is you want to stay in the most accessible part of town. So that ties in with everything else I've already suggested, because This is probably one of the hardest parts of your planning, is to really kind of know those kind of things. But again, when you're calling the hotel, that's something that you can ask. Ask really how accessible is the hotel to the particular places that you want to go and the things that you have on the top of your list for where you want to go and what you want to see. And you can always use things like Google Maps or things like that that will show you the actual picture of a street view so that you can really get the lay of the land and find out exactly what the whole area will look like that's near your hotel and near the places where you want to go. And then the next tip that I have is to talk to the tour guide. If you're looking at hiring a tour guide or going on a tour, see if you can get a little bit of conversation with them to see exactly how friendly they are for mobility issues. And I kind of tentatively talk about this because I don't want to make it sound as though, you know, these tour companies are not open to that. But I have been on tours where everyone is moving fast forward ahead. Everyone's ready to get out and go. They're moving fast. They're ready to go into the next thing. And if you're not able to keep up with that, you really need to know that that's who you're traveling with and that's who you'll be touring with. And you also will want to ask things like, what is the route that we'll be using? Because again, it goes back to carefully planning that route. Does it involve things like curbs? And does it involve things like steps and steep hills? And again, those cobblestone streets that we want to see but may not be able to walk on so easily. Also, you may want to ask things like, well, where are the accessible bathrooms located? And will there be someone who can help me if I physically need some help? And is this tour private, or how many people will be going on this tour with me? Will I be expected to keep up with everyone? And how many people with disabilities have you actually worked with in the past year? Don't be afraid to ask that question because, again, the brochures can look very inviting. They can look very friendly and user-friendly. But when you're actually there in the tour, that's when the real things start to happen. So you want to know ahead of time if they have really worked with people with disabilities and with limited mobility. And then again, you want to think outside of the box. If you're going to a museum that lacks an elevator for visitors, be sure to ask about things like freight elevators. There's usually some way that they're moving things around. So almost everywhere has at least a way to get things like that moved. And you can always contact the tourist office. I'm always calling those folks and asking them questions. So ask them questions about things to do, places that do have accessibility with ramps and ease of getting in and out. And also ask about local transportation. Who provides it and what would be the easiest transportation for you to take if you have limited mobility? Check out those websites as well. Now, it's a great thing to stay mobile and be able to move. So to be able to move around and travel. So you definitely want to stay healthy and keep those things in mind too. And you know what I always say, travel insurance is something that you definitely want to purchase and make sure you include that medical part as well. Now the show today is brought to you by the Sapelo Island Birdhouses, and they do have some accessible cottages there. So no worries about lots of steps and going up and down. There are some that have great views because you do go up lots of steps, but there are some that's very easy to get in because they have ramps. So if you're thinking about a vacation where you can enjoy the beach and enjoy really the beautiful live oak trees with all the moss, Sapelo Island is a great choice for you. So check out their website where you can see those accessible cottages at sapeloislandbirdhouses.com or give them a call at 912-223-6515 and book your cottage at the Sapelo Island Birdhouses down on beautiful Sapelo Island, Georgia. Now, you guys sit tight. We'll be back in a few minutes on North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550 and FM 102.9 WDUN.